That was Miracles Aren't Just Magic by Debbie Friedman. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Lucas is not in today as well, and I wonder if you can guess, based on what I just played, what the theme of today is. It's Hanukkah. It's Hanukkah tonight. It's the third night of Hanukkah, and my little blonde friend isn't here, so it's going to get very Jewish in here tonight. I'm going to play some Hanukkah songs and then also some songs, bring some of my Jewish friends in here, some Jewish artists, because honestly, there's not a lot of good Hanukkah songs. I think we need more. Not that Hanukkah is, like, a very significant holiday for Jewish people, but we don't have a lot of bangers. Like, there are, like, I love Christmas songs, so I wish we had some more bangers. And speaking of Christmas songs, I'm going to play a song by Haim. I think that's how it's pronounced. Which is a version of Christmas rapping. So it still mentions Christmas in it, but they're a group of Jewish gals. And so it's very Jewish. And I find it very entertaining. I would recommend watching the video if you haven't seen it. And if my mom is listening, Mary, I recommend that you watch it. I think you would enjoy it. Okay, so this is Christmas rapping 2020 by Haim.
Has been full of lies, but even its most hellish months have offered sweet surprise. is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd, while laughing up a storm until we were just bone, until it got so warm that none of us could sleep, and all the styrofoam began to melt away. We tried to find some worms to aid in the decay, but none of them were home inside the catacomb. A million ancient bees began to sting our knees while we were on our knees praying that disease would leave the ones we love and never come again. On the radio we heard November rain. That solo's real long, but it's a pretty song. We listened to it twice 'cause the DJ was asleep. Bum, ba, bum, ba, bum. This is how it works. You're young until you're not. You love until you don't. You try until you can't. You peer inside yourself. You take the things you like, then try to love the things you took. And then you take that love you made and stick it into someone else's heart, pumping someone else's blood and walking arm in arm. You hope it don't get harmed, but even if it does, you just do it all again. And on the radio, you'll hear November rain. That solo's awful long, but it's a good refrain. You'll listen to it twice, 'cause the DJ is asleep. On the radio, on the radio, on the radio, uh-oh. On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio.
That was On the Radio by Regina Spektor. Jewish, as you could have probably guessed. I hope that some of the Jewish artists today will surprise you. And I hope that none of them are wrong, because honestly, most of them are based off a playlist that someone else made on Spotify. We have a classic request from my friend Layla. This is the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler. Enjoy.
Okay. This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore.
Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need Deck the Halls or Jingle Bell Rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All Three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. Hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. Have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Better.
That was Uptown Girl by Billy Joel. Billy Joel was born into a Jewish family. Both of his parents were Jewish. His father was a German Jewish immigrant. But he says that he was not brought up Jewish in any religious way. Quote, my circumcision was as Catholic Church, was as Jewish as they got. I used to go to a Roman Catholic church with my friends. And when I was 11, I got baptized in a Church of Christ in Hicksville. But he identifies as a cultural Jew from New York, Long Island. So I'll take that one. I'll take it. I celebrate Christmas, so I feel like Jews are all about proving your Judaism, and I think being baptized but being a cultural Jew is valid. My dad baptized me in a body of water one time. Don't know how official that is, but I don't think that says anything about my Judaism. Next, I'm going to play another Debbie Friedman song. This is one of my faves. This is off, all the songs that I'm playing by Debbie Friedman are off an album called Miracles and Wonders, which is an album of songs for Hanukkah and Purim. And I used to have this CD when I was younger, and I remember playing it and dancing around the living room. These are my Hanukkah bops. I think it's the closest we can get. I don't know if other people feel the same way, but I hope after today, maybe you will. This is One More Day of Oil. Enjoy.
In spite of all the trouble that we had to face, we held our heads high in the air and then we paced and paced. We thought about the oil burning and we tried to plan. How will we keep this oil burning? With God's help we can. We just need one more day of oil.
We just need one more day of oil. We need a miracle, yes we do. There are no candles, no lights, and our temple's the site. We need a miracle, yes we do. We just need one more day of oil. We need a miracle, yes we do.
Was just a pig pen. We could not believe our eyes. We had to clean it up so we could sing and we could pray. We found a little oil that will last for just a day. We just need one more day of oil. We need a miracle, yes we do. There are no candles, no lights, and our temple's a sight. We need a miracle, yes we do. We just need one more day. Trying to think of ways to rid the Jews of this turmoil. The famous Judah Maccabee led our people strong, and that's why we can stand here as we sing these crazy songs. We just need one more day of oil. We need a miracle, yes we do. There are no candles, no lights, and our temple's a sight. We need a miracle, yes we do. We just need one more day. Burn. We've a lesson to learn. We need a miracle, yes we do. We promise you that this verse will be the very last. We have a lot of songs to sing and time is going fast. We all celebrate the miracle.
It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year. That's funny. That's kind of a dark way to end, but I guess kind of true. If you're partying tonight, having kind of a third night of Hanukkah party, I hope that you are drinking responsibly and getting home safe. Next. Oh, well, if you're just tuning in, we're playing some Hanukkah music / some music by Jewish artists. I'm trying to decide what to play next. I think I'm going to play I Can Change by Ezra Furman. Jewish artist. Not a Hanukkah song, but Jewish artist. Enjoy.
Thank you.
was I Can Change by Ezra Furman. I was told that I have to let everyone know that it's a cover from LCD Sound Systems. It's also from the soundtrack of Sex Education, which is a wonderful show. Highly recommend. Ezra Furman did the soundtrack. It's awesome. Back to more Hanukkah.
A dime in your prime, didn't you? People call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Seems so proud about having the be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown, like a rock. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling it. As you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction? You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't gifts, but you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Now you got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown?
That was Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan, born Robert Allen Zimmerman. Funny enough, very Jewish name. Next, I'm going to play a song from an album called Hanukkah Plus that came out in 2019, featuring multiple artists. So this is a Hanukkah song by The Flaming Lips.
Candelas para mí. Muchas fiestas voy a hacer con alegrías y placer. Muchas fiestas voy a hacer con alegrías y placer. Los pastelicos voy a comer con amor. ananas y la miel, los pastelicos o comer con almendricas y la miel. Una candelica, dos candelicas, tres candelicas, cuatro candelicas, cinco candelicas, seis candelicas, siete candelicas, ocho candelas para mí. Ocho candelas para mí.
If it be your will that I speak no more and my voice be still as it was before, I will speak no more. I shall abide until I am spoken for. If it be your will, if it be your will, that a voice be true from this broken hill, I will sing to you from this broken hill. All your praises they shall ring, if it be your will. Let me sing.
Living
That was Not By Might, Not By Power by Debbie Friedman. Before that, we had It Will Be, If It Be Your Will by Haim. And then Ocho Candelicas by Pink Martini. This has been The Morning Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to finish off our little Hanukkah special with one more Debbie Friedman song. I hope you all have a wonderful 8 nights and a wonderful Tuesday.
I am waiting for 6 o'clock here on WMFO in Medford. Happy Hanukkah.